can we combine the potatoes?
I want to have a vote right now.
Take a vote. Let's go out a whole day to think about it. Who thinks, after a whole day of consideration, let's think about it for a long time, who thinks that if the Kohen Ramban, you have a majority of wheat and a minority of potatoes, that it's enough for the shear of matzah to have a kazayas of the whole thing? Enough of shear challah. You cut it off 43.2 eggs, of which only 22 eggs worth are wheat and 21 are potatoes. Who thinks that suffices? Raise your hand. Who thinks it does not suffice? Raise your hand. So it seems to be a unanimous vote of a few people. Most people are doing the smart thing and saying, I don't know. That's probably the smartest thing to say. But look what we have. Amazing. I'm reading to you in the in this print. This is the nice edition. This is the, what do I have here? The Oz Vahoda. This is a very nice edition. It's on page Kuf Chav Dalet. Okay, he quotes the Rabbana we saw in Shir yesterday. You need Rov. Fine. The Nira Poshet, the Shah Kolaminim Imachitim, or Afilu Orezim Shah Baminim. Okay, the Chayovim Kedimion Chitim Imores. Me? If you have a shear of the Dagon, Haruba Dagon, even though there's no Guerrera, doesn't make a difference. Hakol Nefach Leos Kidogon Atzmo. He votes with you, Rabbi Osai. The Marit Al Ghazi votes with the Talmidim. I was leaning the other direction, I must confess. Now, who's standing up against me on your side? No less an authority than the Marit Al Ghazi, who says he thinks you have a majority of wheat and a minority of potatoes, even the potatoes that become stirred into wheat, and they count towards the shear. Fine. Why? Kaimalan Koldavash and his battle barov Nasa Kol Karov. And he gives an example. Isurin Min Bishen Amino Misbatal Barov Het of his no time. Because Isura the Amarachmana Bitama. There's no proof. He's talking about a case of Isur being Mibatal and Heter. We're talking about a case of Heter being Batal and Isur. In other words, Easter Butler and Hetter means that Easter loses its status. He's trying to prove the other way around. The Hetter, Butler, and the Easter, the Hetter assumes a status. There's no proof of losing to assuming. We discussed this in a totally different context last Thursday. Remember that? From an Einis Hutmanish. It's easier to knock something out than to create something. Right? I don't need to prove at all whatsoever.
Let me just repeat why it becomes the proof.
Yeah. He's trying to prove that that if A is the majority and B is the minority, that it's all considered to be A. What's its proof? The case where A is mutter and B is asur. So B ceases to exist. And I answer, that's of course. It ceases to exist, becomes neutralized. So memele, it's mutter. But to say that the heter becomes isur, assumes a new property, a new title, who said? Who said? Okay. And he brings a fascinating Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, by the way. It's famous. Rashi says if you mix kosher staff with posel staff, so what Rashi says over there, he says as follows. The rice to komili botel barov. So botel barov, chazer akol lios kesach kosher. This is a good proof. Rashi is a good proof, because here it assumes a status, Rabbi Osai. You have posel schach assumes the status of kosher schach because the kosher is the majority. Rashi is a good proof. You look at the Mefarshim and the Rashi, they go to town. It's an Ein of Yontif against the Rashi, and there's a whole tumult. As a matter of fact, in this new edition, there's a footnote here called Kuf Pehei, and he quotes the Shut Nefesh Chaya, who disagrees with the Marit Al Ghazi. You can't create something by Bitl Barov. And the Stechemet points out that the Marit Al-Ghazi argues with the Nefesh Chaya, and he, the Stechemet, proves that the Marit Al-Ghazi is correct. If you want to look it up, he tells you where to look on the base. You know, it goes in alphabetical order. Pas Asa the Simen Mem Test. That's where he is quoted, and he says that he thinks the Marit Al-Ghazi is right. So Baruch Hashem for you guys. You have the Merit Al-Ghazi on your side. You have the Stechemet on your side. You have a Rashi and Sukh on your side. I'm still partial to the Nefesh Chaya. When I grew up, they told us you can't create things with Bittul. Okay, not done yet. Then he asks, if that's the case, he wants to know, Lama be'inon shi'ir kashir midavon. Me'acha dike rov dogon v'amir batal berov dogon asakol keruba. The maishna mishari surim. Darmina de kemish in his battle of a rove, nefecha kol leheter gomur, tochanami, afilo yeba midogon kashir, kema dike rova, yitztarf a mir de marov, liozo kumo lishayef. It's reading the Marital Gaza in the next paragraph. The same way as heter knocks out iser, if the heter is a majority, so iser should knock out heter and make it usser, even if there's no full majority, if there's no shir, of the called the Isser, called the Shia Chala, called the Shia Matzah. Footnote, Kuf Pevav, B'Sharei Yosher of Shimon Shkop, Shah Gimel Perik Yitches, Kostel Yashiv, the Ramban holds, the Yisod Bittel, the Hamiyut Nase Kerov, the Kaven, the Berov, Lekha Chiyav, the Poel, Lakach Siruf Hamiyut Lo Yoel. Almost a rhyme. There's no Chiyav, the Poel, Siruf Lo Yoel. Huh? What does he mean? Rav Shimon is saying what the Shabbosh I told you yesterday in Tam Ki Ikar, the same Nakuda. Tam is Ki Ikar Mamish. If the Ikar is the Kazayas, we'll treat the entire mixture, even if it's 50 times as much, will also be considered the quality of Kazayas, and it could be Malkus. If there's no Kazayas, right, then you can't apply it. That's Rav Chaim Cohen's Svarah. Here too. If you have a Shir Chala, all together in this mix, 43.2 eggs. And I mix in much more stuff on the outside. So we say, Tam ki ikor mamish. Or he's saying, Miut kirov mamish. But you have to have a sufficient shear in the original to get it started. You can't just say, well, look, it's 51% of the sum total. That's enough to get it rolling. This is what it calls here from Shimon Shkop, along the lines we spoke about last week. In any event, this is yesterday. I was looking and scanning and looking. It was right at the beginning of this paragraph. It's on page Kuf Chav Dalet. It's called Sivkot Yud Dalet. I read you the first paragraph and a few more lines until footnote Kuf Pei Vav. Those who want to look further, there's another paragraph and a half on this topic. Okay? But before I wanted to get back into our new sugya, I wanted to read you from yesterday. Now, a brief review of last part of yesterday's Shia. The best way to review it, Rabosai, is to turn to the Ram. The Ram is what we saw yesterday, we'll see it again today. Refresh our memories. Okay, we're gonna start. We'll try to read it again briefly. There's a second that we read it yesterday, the whole thing word for word. We'll read it more quickly this time around. Page Lamed Aleph in my print, Yud Aleph in your print. Big, bold letters with Piresh, we quote it in the top. I hope you remember that chart was on the board yesterday, just if you're in your mind's eye. Says the Rabbi in the top, if it's called made in an ilfis, ilfis is a pan, and it does not qualify as an oven, according to some, in certain details. It's only b'lilas and raka. Avim gilgel es ha'isa l'chapisha aso ha'chak mikan echas me'aminim alolo min ha'isa ha'chayovim b'chala. Why? The minute he kneaded the dough, right away it's chayev. It's chayev, Rabosai, immediately. So there's nothing to talk about. It's chayev right away. Where do you know this from? Enough of the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah say? Perek Aleph Mishnah Hed. Isa shetchilosa sufkine v'sofa sufkine, turim v'nachal. The way that Rabbeinu Tam understood it to mean, the beginning means what kind of a dough. Is a dough a batter? So sukkah means soft batter. So it's soft batter. Solo sukkah means it's cooked in a pot of water. Soft batter cooked in water is part of an achal. Chilasa isa v'sofa sukkah. What does that mean? It's hard dough put in a pot of water. Oh, chilasa sukkah v'sofa isa, a soft batter baked in an oven. Chayevis b'chal. Alma d'kosha chilasa isa. Kolomash b'lilasa kasha, the hard dough, Afal pisha asosuf, and he put it into a pot. The acham became chayevus bechal ad kan Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, it's a famous Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban disagrees in Ilchus Chala. Says no, not at all. Chilasa isa v'sof v'sukli. What does that mean? Chayevus bechala haynuk shasah mitchila al das lechem. He planned originally to bake it. He changed his mind, he cooked it. Lo poka chiyuva mina. The chiyuva was not stopped. It already took effect. You planned from the very beginning to put into the pot of water. It's called chilasa isa. Vika gilgul, you needed it. Lo michaye. That's the ratio. Isa shetchilasa sufkin and sofa sufkinin. Behind the Korilo Isa, the first word in the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, is what? What is the first word in the Mishnah? Anyway, what is the first word in this Mishnah? Anyone know a little of the Mishnahs? What the first word in the Mishnah is? Anybody look at it? I guess this Mishnah is on the Maram Akamas officially. What is the very first word in the Mishnah? He said the first word in the Mishnah is Isa. And the word Isa means what? The word Isa means somewhat of a hard dough. Right? Let's look up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, sure enough, in Perek Aleph, in Masech Bechala Halacha Hey, the very first word is Isa. Right? How can you argue? It says Isa, right? Anybody have a variant? Different gears anywhere? Anybody? Anyone with any expertise in gears? If you look in the Tosis also quotes the Mishnah, right? Tosis quotes the Mishnah in a few places. We should take a quick look over here. And Laf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Masech Pesachim, where the Mishnah is quoted from Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Here the Gears is the same as we have. Isa Shetchilasa V'Sofa Sufkin in the whole discussion. Okay. If you look at Tosis, I asked you to see in Masechta Brachos, I mean, I've gotten to that part of the Maamar Komas yet. Tosis and Brachos quotes the Mishnah as follows. I mean, in Masechta Schala, Kol Shetchiloso Isa V'Sofa Sufkinin. What's the first word of the Mishnah going to Tosis? Not Isa, Kol. The first word is Kol. This knocks out the whole Ramban's diuk. The Ramban says Isa, the word Isa itself gives away. We're talking only about a hard dough. Rabbi Natan will say you got the wrong text. The text is kol. Now I haven't seen the word kol in any particular Mishnayos, you know, in old scrolls, Kitzvayad. But I believe since this pointed out in the Oath of Mefarshi Talmud, we call it the Green Book. The Oath of Mefarshi Talmud, which exists in Masechta Challah, that's the only Mishnayos himself that it exists on. And I think he points out over there. That we have the gifts of Isa, but Rabbeinu Tam and Baruch Aslam and Zayin Rebbeis, Tosus Lechem, uses the word Kol. Yes.
Tosus and Psachim, he quotes the Mishnah.
It says Isa.
Isa, he doesn't bother
by it. Right, okay, I understand. But I'm just pointing out the Ha'orah. Good. Let's go back to the Ramban, the Ramban, read one more line, and we have to really get back to the analysis. Okay? Let's see again. Avakol shasav itchila da sufkin afapi shabilas akasha vika gilgal lo mechayed. Right? And he calls it Isa again. Right? Abilas araka lo mikri Isa. You can't go bleed araka. You're going to call it sponge cake and put a batty and call that an Isa? No, the word Isa means dough. Nothing to talk about. What's its further proof? A Mishnah and Chala as well. Isa saklovid. Bizman sharoim v'chet v'chule. Alma kol shasav mitchila al das shelo yochlu aroim v'mena. You make this dough and plan to feed it to the dogs. Afapish lo osav hashem shino. It looks the same as human bread. Ein gilgula mechay v'osa. Fisha gilgul zeh amanas v'pturu. So here too, if you plan to cook it, you would be potter. This is the famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam. So, Rabbi Osai, this is a famous machlokas. big machlokes. According to Ben Tam, what's it did? Rabbi Osai. Ben Tam says what? Ben Tam says if it was hard dough, which was cooked, and you plan to cook it from the very first moment, nonetheless, it's chayim and chala. According to the Ramban, not true. If it was kneaded as hard dough with the intention from the first moment to cook it in water, it's not chayev and challah. There seems to be a second dispute between the two giants of halacha here, Rabbi Matam and the Ramban. And what does that concern? A blila raka followed by an afia. Rabosai, according to Rabbi Matam, that's tchilasa sufkinin v'solfo isa. On the chart yesterday, tchilasa sufkinin means it was originally made soft batter, and sulfa sufkinin means it's ultimately it's baked. Rabbi Natan has an offer in Mishnah Yechayev, and the Ramban seems to say no. Ramban says no dice. Ramban says the entire Mishnah is limited to isa. Rabosai, no isa, no chiyuv challah. Right? It's clearly implied by the Ramban, as we have seen it. The whole Mishnah is referring to Isa and Isa only. But if, on the other hand, it's something which is soft, which is what? Which is, we'll call it a Belila Raka, right? A Belila Raka, no matter what you do, you can bake it till doomsday. It's still going to be potter. That's the implication of the Ramban, as it's quoted over here in the Ran. I mentioned to you already last time that the Ran quotes the Ramban not quite verbatim. This Ramban I read to you with Marit Al-Ghazi was in page Kuf Chav Dalet of this print, the new print of the beautiful Oz V'Hadar, the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras. The original Shaila, Rabbi Osai, which involves Lila Raka, which is the machlokas between Rabbi Matan and the Ramban, is found earlier. In the last two lines, he does a riff thing. Whenever the riff quotes others, he quotes them anonymously, right? He quotes, I found one rabbi said this, and one rabbi said that, Chad Meir Avoso, you know, that you often find in the riff. Guess what? The Ramban is copying the riff. Elamiyu Ashkon, the Chad Meir Avoso. The mills of the Perush of the Lodayim. Who's that Rav Osa? Rabbi Natan. Instead of naming him, he refers to him as one of the rabbis. This is the last line in page Kuf Gimel, in this print of the Oz V'Hadar edition. And he quotes the Rabbi Natan's pshat. Rabbi Natan says that Tchiloso Sufkin means it's soft. It's soft. And he, the Ramban, says that this is incorrect. It's incorrect. It's like riff speak. We don't like this logic, and it doesn't come out right. Why? It's his first point here. The Shabbos minod the kulu isa ninu. The ilav isa ninu. Havli lemisnei sufkinin. Shetchilasa v'sofen sufkinin p'turim. Chilasa isa v'asad sufkinin. Chilasa sufkin asad isa chayavim. Sufkinin, lav isa inun. That's what it should have said, had it been true. Right? But alma isu. And it was derived from isa saklovim, etc. This is what the Ramban says. So therefore, he's saying, is the Ramban, Rabbi Natan, is incorrect. So the question becomes, again, he's incorrect. What will be the halacha in a case in which you have, in fact, a soft batter followed by a baking? He doesn't say it explicitly, but it's quite clear from the Ramban, as it is from the Ran, that you'd be potter. Rabbeinu David, that I asked you to see, is the Talmud Neman of the Ramban. That's clear. Rabbeinu David is always quoting the Ramban. And as a matter of fact, over here, in this sugya, he says, Harav Mori Nar. Nar means Natre Rachmona. May the Lord, merciful, may the merciful one guard him. I meant he was still alive at this point in time. Because you know, they, you know, afterwards. Ein ze nachon, and he writes as follows. He doesn't just play with words. He says it right away. The first line on page Reish Ches. The first line. You look it up yourself. Sheilu hoyo maseh rakin leko man de mechayev v'maisi yilpus va'afilu betan or nami p'turim minachala. There you go. Black or white. He said it straight out. The Ran implied it. The Ramban implied it. Rabbeinu David said it. You have a blila raka followed by a fia. You're potter minachala. He said it black on white. Again, the Ramban basically also said it. He just didn't say it over fish. Because the mission is limited to Issa, implying that if it's not Issa, you're not chayiv. He spelled it out. Rabbeinu David is a very important. He spelled it out. We like things spelled out. Who said you're chayiv in this case? Klar. Who? Rabbeinu Tam. There's a double machlokas between whom and whom? Rabbeinu Tam and Ramban at the highest level. A major double machlokas. What are the two cases? Chazer again. Case number one, where you have a hard dough and you intend to cook it and you cooked it. What's the din? Rabbeinu Tam says you're chayiv and the Ramban says you're potter. Case number two, you have a soft batter and you bake it. Rabbeinu Tam says you're chayiv. Ramban, as per Rabbeinu David, says you're potter. Everyone with me so far? Two major disputes, all together connected, right? In the pshat, what are they fighting about, Rabbi? What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at the Tosfos over here on the Aflam and Zayin and Mebeza Masechta Pesach. We haven't really read that Tosfos yet. Let's take a look. They discuss the same shaila. After a discussion of how he paskin, the Rach paskined like Rish Lakish, and the Re paskined like Rabbi Yochanan. Based on various considerations. The main view for Rabbi Yochanan, even though in that, if you look at our sugya itself, it sounds like Rish Lakish has upper hand, because the Monyavam Islam involved, only three cases of Rish Lakish went against Rabbi Yochanan. It's not one of them. Okay, fine. He's supposed to be Rishalmi. Good. If there's a lot of liquid, everyone agrees that's not considered that you're. That an ilfus is not considered baking, it's considered cooking. Fine. Fine. Very good. The Yomer Rabbeinu Tam, it's again Rabbeinu Tam for the third time. He's halfway down the narrow lines in Tosas the Kule. Line begins with Omer. Yomer Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka B'lilosa Raka Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Pligi. Rabbi Yochanan Sara Fiyasa B'ilfus Oseo Lechem. It's like a Tanur. B'chaya B'chala. He's Klor. Rish Lakish Savar. Ain't no sale lechem. Who put it? I will be lost over. Kule alma modu the chayav chala afyay de mashker. The chayav chala havi mishas gilgul. Can the mucha become a duchti? And he quotes the Mishnah. The Tanan, Isa, Jenny, Chilas of Sofa Sukkim, Imperium and Akala. Chilas Sukkim, Sofa Isa, Chilas Sukkim, Sukkim, Chayav is Bechala. What does it mean? He doesn't even tell Pshat. He assumes you know the right Pshat. What's the right Pshat? The beginning depends on whether it's hot or soft. The end depends whether it's baked or cooked. And then it comes out the way Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Let's go further. Vanilla Rabbeinu Tam. Dochinami mevorachin olav hamotzi. Whoa, a bigger chiddush. Not only you chayim and chala, you would even make a bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. This, Rabbosai, is an additional chiddush, Rabbosai. Not only you chayim and chala, you also make a bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Fascinatingly, I'm reading the Tosfos and Brachos. Umitchila, Rabbeinu Tam thought, Dafka Chayav Mechala. The Mitzvah Chala Be'odan Isa Dechsiv Ariso Seichem. Right? The Pasuk says Ariso Seichem. Okay? A very, very important Pasuk. Right? Ariso Seichem. It's an important Pasuk to know. And Rabbeinu Tam quotes that pasuk to advantage that it tells you Yechayev from the moment it hits the level of dough, Yechayev immediately. Take a look over here in the Torah Or HaSholem on page Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Reishis Ariso Seichem Chala Terimu Truma. Reishis Ariso Seichem Twice. So you see, Klar of Enatam Zichayiv in the moment it hits the status of dough. Avol Rabosai. Behold, Vishem Mitchila, Yisachem Machala. Avol Min Hamotzi Pturim. The Yachshav Hem Sukkinin. Right now you cooked it. At the end of the day, he changed his mind. He changed his mind. Why? Le'el Katani. The Torah, the Ochlan, the Vorach, Alev, Hamotzi, Gabe Mincha. Afal P, the Akshav, Hem Sukkinim, Shamanokos, Mutuganos, Beshemin. There you go. So where you go, Rabosai? What did he say over here? He changed his mind and said, not only are you Chayav in Chala, you'd also make Hamotzi, Lechem, Min Haaretz. By definition, what does it mean? It's called Lechem. You can't say Hamotzi, Lechem, Min Haaretz. It's a lie. You don't lie to Hashem. You don't lie. If you say Motzi Lechem, it must be Lechem. You follow me? I wish you had been a time said it's only Ari Sol Sechem. Now he says, no, it's not true. It's Lechem. There have been a time, like all Gedolei Torah, they sometimes evolve. First he thought it's only Chayav and Chal in this case. Again, what's the case? You have a Blila Kosher, which you then cooked, and you plan to cook it from the first minute. Nonetheless, it's Chayav and Chal. But he originally thought that's only Ari Sol Sechem. But you don't make a motzi, and he says, no, it's not true. You saw the quotes of Gemara, you saw it quoted in a number of sources. When you make a bracha, let's take a look over here. Right over here. If you write mit menachas and bracha, Islam and Zayin, haya omer umak and menachas mincha b'yushalayim, shechiyonu, first time. Tala leoch lo mamotzi, the kaposik v'tani, kol ha-menachas, afilu menachas machvas u'macheshes, afo b'yushim metugenes b'shemen. It's for all the chalak by Mayim Lashemen. Period. Then we read this gibberish. We didn't quite understand all the French at the end of the Tosfos we read it yesterday. I'm not going back to French. Still don't know any French. But we have to understand what Tosfos is talking about. Rabosai. At the end of the day, Tosfos holds Rabosai. It's considered to be Lechem. Lechem. Question, Rabosai. What will happen if I will take dough in order to make pasta, what they call in Yiddish lakshin, spaghetti. What kind of funny Italian words that are thrown over here when it comes to these things? They're the experts in the pasta, vermicelli, spaghetti. You see all these kinds of words that are thrown around over here in their French version. All right, Rabbi, what do you think? Hamotzi? Impossible. You can't make hamotzi on spaghetti no matter how much you have. You know why? It lacks what's called what? What's the word that they use? Tzura safas. Correct. Teresa Denano. The very last line. The Rabbi Tama Yomer Afal Grimsley Ein Mevarach Hamotzi. The less for Teresa Denano. Afal Gav. Catch this now. The Mistama Chayev Bechal. What's the Mistama? Is it? We're be using the Shiva. This Medrash. The stomach you went to the wedding yesterday. The stomach you slipped on the ice this morning. Not the stomachs. But what's up with the stomach? And what's that? The stomach chaya b'chal. The stomach chaya b'chal. What does that mean? It's not lechem. It's not lechem. What do you see from this last line here in the toast? What do you see? Correct. It could be a chi of chala. Even if it's not lechem. And what's the source of Chiyuv Chala? What's the source? One word, a multi-syllabic word. Ari, so, sechem. All the bags of my fingers. Five-syllable word. Ari, so, sechem tells you that the dough is chayev, even though it was not bread, is not bread, and never will be bread. That's the case of what? A belila over kosher followed by a bishop. And what if I cared? I have a blila raka. Blila raka is not Ari Sol Sechem. And then I bake it. What's the din according to Rabbeinu Tam? What? What's the din? Chayim. Why? A three-letter word. Only two syllables. You'll find it in your Torah or HaShalem. You'll find it in Torah or HaShalem, Rabbi Osai. Both in the first one on Lamed Zayin Beis, which is Pasuk Yud Tes, as well as you look on the Lamed Ches of an Aleph, where they quote a pasuk Chaf. No, it's not a Chaf. You'll find it only in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. What's the word I'm looking for? Huh? What is that? Look at your Torah Rashalim. I'll read you the pasuk. See if you know what I'm driving at. V'hoya b'cholchem milechem ha'oretz torimu terumah l'Hashem. Lechem. Lechem, Rabbosai. From the time, it seems to be saying, to use a brisker terminology, Svei Dinim. There are two separate Mechayim and Menchala, each of which on its own is enough to be Mechayim and Menchala. Because the Torah has these two phrases. It uses the phrase Lechem, it uses the phrase Ariso Sech. I asked you to see in the Ma'amakom, I'm sure you didn't get there yet, a Prima Gordon. In Simon Kuf Samaches, I have to remind you again, you have to get your hands on the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. We're going to need that to say it. We have to maybe make some copies of the Mogen Avraham. Maybe for tomorrow. Okay, I haven't got up there yet. We have to look at those. Let's give find your own Shulchan Aruch if you can. You'll save us some copy. Here's the lesson. Das have been a time Pesachal Lamed Zayin and Lamed Beis and Tosis. The Chala Migilgul Ova Afilu Data Levash the Bikdeira Chayevas Med Bechala. Why? Ariso Seichem Ksiv. V'chein Belila Raka V'yofa B'taner Lechem Ksiv V'chayev. This is mamash a brisk of Prima Gada. Svei Dinen. Ariso Seichem is Mechayev Belila Ova followed by Bishul. And Lechem is Belila Raka followed by Afia. He says it mamash. I mean, the whole thing is only four lines. Not even. Says the whole thing in four lines. Musa Gvidvash. This is the Prima Gadim. Explain the opinion of the Rabbi Matan. Good? Any questions so far? If you have a question, raise your hand. Now, Rabosa. This is clearly true when Rabbi Matan thought originally, that's how we got to this, right? Originally, Rabbi Matan thought that if you have a blila ova followed by a bishul, you're chayiv and chal, you make borei min mizonos. So you said correctly, Nathan. Lechem it's not, but you're chayiv anyway. Why? Because of the ariso seichem. Correct? But Rabbi Natan has a maskon, he changed his mind. Okay? Rabbi Natan changed his mind and maintained at the end that what? That what, Rabosai? It's even hamotzi. Once he says it's even hamotzi, do we need these two dinim anymore? Do we need these two dinim anymore? What? What does he say in all kinds of cases? What does he say? Maybe we can argue, Rabbi Osai, there's only one halacha. The halacha is lechem. And maybe, therefore, if you take a dough and you plan to make it into spaghetti, right? Just like there's no habotzi, so maybe mistama is incorrect. Mistama chayav chala. But it's no longer Mukhra, no longer necessarily the case. Maybe it's potem and achala. Why? It's not called lechem. Maybe there is no mechayev of aris of seich. Maybe this is a possibility. Are you with me so far? It's chazer again. If Rabbi Natan the maskana holds what? That if you take hard dough and plan to cook and you cook it, you make hamotzi, right? So that's his mas again, the other way around. Originally, you thought you chayiv and chala, and you make barbeinu mizonos. That's the rabbi tosin rabbi natan in brachas before you betchila. Then it's not called lechem. Why you chayiv and chala? Must be ariso seichem. But once rabbi natan comes to a conclusion, it's called lechem at the end of the day, even though it's cooked in the boiling water. You might say he requires lechem mamish. Maybe there is no chiv of ariso seichem. Maybe not. Maybe blila ova amanas to make it itrios, which is noodles, which is not lechem. Maybe takanat chayav chal. Gets his mistama. Mistama is only a mistama. Yes, Mom.
You could also another possibility. Maybe it's always lechem. The pasta is always lechem. And just because it lacks teresa and amma, it doesn't get a hamotzi.
Why not? The reason why not, because he can't have motzi lechem. That's why not. Pashup shah. Anyway.
Isn't there a Rambam in Opus Brachos?
Well, it's on the Rambam Kamos. We'll get there. That Rav is a very interesting Rav. Everything we said until now is Rabbi Natan, right? The Ran disagrees. We saw it inside. The Ran quotes the Ramban. Disagrees on both sides completely. Fine. Total disagreement. The Ramban brought a Raya, as we saw in the Ran, from Isas HaKlovin. Isas HaKlovin. What does it say there? Isas HaKlovin. You what? What's it then? Again, Abam is a Raya, you put them in Hachala. According to what Rabbeinu Tam's original thought, which the Rabbeinu Yonah presents in Masechta Brachos, this kasha is no kasha whatsoever. Again, what's Ramban's proof? The proof is brought, Rabbi Osai, from what? Isas HaKlov. Let's look at inside again. You shouldn't trust mine or your memories. Back to the Ran again. Not one more time to the Ran. Where we came from. See it again? V'haylan amedit tanan. You can't miss it. Paragraph Avol, about the eighth line, it says, Perek Aleph Mishnaches. Isas HaKlovim v'zman sh'roim v'chulei. Alma kol sh'asar mitchila al-dad sh'lo yochlo aroim mimena. Afopi sh'lo osa b'shum shinoi. Ein gilgula mechaivasa. Hishagilgul zeh. Amnas p'tur hu. So the Rabban as he sold, if you megadal amnas p'tur, so you would be, in fact, potter. How does there been a time respond to this? Has there been a time respond to this? You know what the response is? You're right. You're right. Whenever there's a Gilbert Amanas of Tur, you'd be Potter. But it's not Amanas of Tur. Why not? Because if you take hard dough and put it in water, it is Lechem. You make a motzi. So it's Gilbert Amanas Chiyuv. I'm just telling you. When the Tam concludes, you make a motzi on this, so he's denying the facts. If you take hard dough and put it in boiling water, the net result is lechem. So I agree with you that Issa Klavim is potter because you plan to feed it to the dogs. But here, you plan to make it lechem. Because I came to a conclusion based on the right from Menachas to make a motzi, even if it's Minchas, Machvas, and Macheshes, that even though it was put in liquid, as long as it started off hard dough, it has a status of lechem. So I couldn't agree with you more. The response meter to this raya. Avada, if you do gilba amanas to p'tur, there's no chi of chala. Here it's not amanas to p'tur. Because if you have hard dough and boiling water, it's called lechem. The question doesn't even begin. This question is predicated on an assumption to the chora. That according to the original Rabbi Tam was a moving target. But Chila Rabbi Tam thought that Yechayev in Chala, but you don't make a motzi. Oh! Against that version of Rabbi Tam is a potent question. What do you mean? If it's not considered to be Lechem at the end of the day, and you had it in mind from the beginning to make it into this product, which is not called Lechem, so you were not Megagal to make it Lechem. Shvelik Yisra Klovin. Here you made it, you planned to make it into dog food, not called human bread, and they plan to throw it into the boiling water, it's not called human bread. Should be the same thing. This is one way to handle this question, is to say, no, Rabbi Natamas, at the end of the day, will consider to be a Gilgul Amanas Chova. You take hard dough and put it in boiling water, the result is bread. It's Lechem V'Horayi, you make a motzi Lechem in Arts. Fine. This is pointed out a little bit here in the footnote to Rabbeinu Zavid. Footnote number 38. Here Rabbeinu Zavid says, quote to Rai Yitzhak Lovin, okay? So too, Kevan Shasaw Metchila Lekach Shehi Petura. Now, it doesn't make this point. It makes other points we'll be able to perhaps we'll get to a little bit later. This is what he says. Now, the Mordechai, like our Tosfos, says, Mistama, Yechayev and Chala, even though there's no Amotzi, even though you're not going to make it into Lecher, I was thinking you make it to Itrios, into noodles. So again, would you be Chayev or Pata with a Chala? Rabbi Niona and Barucha suggest, if you make it to Itrios, you're Pata with a Chala. Don't think it's a pipe dream on my part. He says so. It's Chazer again. Once Rabbi Natan comes to the conclusion that if you put it in boiling water, it's considered to be lechem, make a lechem, motza lechem in earth. If I'll find you a case where it's not considered to be lechem, I can argue not only is it you don't make a motzi, you're not chayim and chala either. Fine. According to the Mordechai, I asked you to see, it's like toast in the stomach. So you're chayiv and chala if you plan to make it into noodles. How is that different from giving it to the dogs? Noodles is not considered to be lechem. Giving it to the dogs is not considered to be lechem. It's giving it to animal food. So what's the difference? Why, if you plan to give it to the dogs, you're going to be potter. You plan to make it into the little noodles, you're going to be chayiv. What's the difference? The answer is, it's a gzeres hakosim. As he points out over here in the same footnote 38. Okay. There's a cause of Sifri Zuta in Parsha Shlach. Ariso Seichem, Shalachem Chayeves, Chayeves, Shalchaya Eina Chayeves. Mikad Amru Isas Aklovim, Bizman Sharoim, Ochlim Yemeno Chayeves Bechal. Ayin Chidush Rabbi Chaim Alevi Perigvav Michos Chama Tzumat Zalachayit. It's true. Rabbi Chaim quotes in Sifri Zut. Sifri Zut is a small version of Sifri. It's a Medrash Tanoim. And that's what he says. Okay. Agzeres HaKosuf. Agzeres HaKosuf. It's an exception to the rule. As opposed to you plan to make it into noodles, there's no Agzeres HaKosuf. Different. Fascinatingly, when the Ramban himself discusses Rabbi Natan, he gives a different defense to Rabbi Natan. He said, Rabbi Natan will say, Isas HaKlov Mestu, you know when? Blila Raka. Blila Raka.
Ron himself was the one who said that.
Yeah, but obviously Rabbi Natan is against him. Rabbi Natan is not moved by the word Isa. Again, assuming that he has the word, the Gersi Isa is the Choladeus. He's not moved by that. That's what he suggests. Okay. Ramban clearly did not hold this Geras HaKosuf. Either he didn't have a Sifri Zuta, or the Pshat's Bible doesn't hold a Sifri Zuta, or it's a Smach of the Alma. Yeah. According to the Ramban, you get the following impression of both sides. The exact opposite of the Rabbi Natan. Chazer again, the Lumbus over here. The Lumbus of Rabbi Natan is at Tzvei Dinim. Either one is Mechayiv and Chal. So if you have a hard dough followed by cooking, the Mechayiv of Ariso Sefer kicks in. If you have a soft dough followed by baking, the Mechayiv of Lechem kicks in. This is the opinion of the Rabbi Natan. The Ramban seems to say, Rabbi Osai, sure there are two dinim, but you have to have both. Not either, both. So if it's a soft batter, Rabbi Osai, you're lacking Ariso Sechem, there's nothing to talk about. As we saw explicitly in Rabbeinu David. Only time we start the deal, you have a hard dough. That's prerequisite number one. What's prerequisite number two? It has to be baked. A hard dough that's baked. We have disputes to how you precisely define the word baking. What if it's fried? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You get an impression, Rabbi Osai, that the machlokas between the Rabbi Natan and the Ramban is you have these two dinim. Ariso Sechem and Chala. According to the Rabbi Natan, either is enough to make you chayim and Chala. According to the Ramban, you require both. So if it's a soft batter, forget about it. It's not a riso sefer. If it's not baked properly, then it's not lecha. You need both. This seems to be the lumda shemach locus between Rabbi Natan and the Ramban. Again, using pre-Megadim terms. He's talking about two mechayim. And he said, according to Rabbi Natan, either one's mechayim. According According to Rabban Lechor, you need both Yom Echad. That's on a Pashto level. Fine. So we understand why the two machlokas go together. What are the two machlokas? Let's chazer again. Lila kosha followed by cooking. Lila raka followed by baking. Kodir Rabbein Natan, either one is mechayev. So lila kosha followed by baking is chayev. Why? Excuse me. The kosha followed by cooking is chayev. Why? Tariso sechem. And lila raka followed by afir is chayev. Why? Lechem. According to the Ramban, in both those cases, you're potter. You need Blila Ova followed by Bishul, you're potter. You know why? Because it lacks in the din of Lechem. And Blila Raka followed by Afir, you're potter. You know why? It lacks in the Shema Risa Sechem. We understand very well. So it's double or either. Both or either. Fine? Adka. No, the contrary. According to Ramban, even if physically, it is a Lila Ova, if you plan to make it into, if you plan to cook it in a pot instead of baking in an oven, you're not chayav. Why? Because the Ariso Sechem itself is not a chayav you, because you have the Ariso Sechem and Lechem. If you had the cakes where you planned originally to bake it, right? So you planned originally to bake it, right? So then what? You planned originally to bake it. Apparently, the shame lechem, according to the Ramban, can take effect at that moment in time because you planned to bake it. So it's a hard dough, you plan to bake it, it locks in the chiyuv at that very moment. That seems to be the chiddush of the Ramban. Okay? Or, the shame lechem will take effect later as well, when you actually bake it. So if you actually bake it, and it's ariso sechem and shame lechem, if you actually cook it, but at the time that you needed it, you plan to bake it, so then the Shem Lech can be already at that stage. That's what you have to say called the Rambam. Fine. Good. Rabbi Osai, so far so good? So far so good. How do you answer the Rabbi Natan's Raya? That what? That Hoya Ochel Makub Menachos B'Yushalayim. Where do you make a Motzi Lechem in Arts? That was Rabbi Natan's proof, Rabbi Osai. Considered Lechem. Even though what? Even though it's Bishul at the end of the day. How do the opponents neutralize that proof? So if you take a look over here, this proof is found in the Ran at the very end of the page, page Lamed Aleph. The very end of the page. Kotev Ben Tam again. Hamotzi mevarchin, menachas ayin hey brachas lamed zayin. Lo shna minchas machves, lo shna minchas marcheshes, afal gav shemetugonis b'shemen, etc. This is Rabbi Natan's proof. So those who disagree with Rabbi Natan, what are they going to say? Rabbi Osai, those who argue with Rabbi Natan, what are they going to do with this raya? You make a hamotzi on this mincha. Anybody know? Yes.
Rabbi Natan said, near Lechalik, so they'll just say no, it's talking about Minchas Machvas and I'll say Minchas Mafetanor.
Mafetanor! Minchas Mafetanor! Turn to the Rosh Rabbi Osai and Simin Tes Zayin, if you don't mind. Simin Tes Zayin. Again, the reason we keep reading is to get more and more chazara. To chazara 100 times. So we're not going to get 100, but a few. Old Omer Ben Atam. Dova Shev Lilosa Raka Pligi, etc. Lilosa Kosha. Everyone agrees. Echayev Echala. Lilosa Levasha B'mayim. of the Tanya Rishava. Why? The Mish'as Gilgal Osi Chiyuv Chale. He brings a couple of proofs. The Mishnah Chale about Suffolk, etc., etc. And he quotes our famous Mishnah. Then, with a small pay is, oh, then Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiyechi, the Mechayev, the Chale, Ochanami, Mevorech, Olav HaMotzi, Liachar HaBishol, Liachar HaTigun. He brings a Raya from Menachos. Right? What's the Lomdus over here? I'm reading you the Korban Asan Otsari, very important. The option is Vashal Habilechem Gomer, Me'achas Deyeshal of Teresa Denama, whatever that elusive term means. Finished. Avol, with small kufis, Vermezus, I think it's Vermicelli, Shekoran Latrai, what's Latrai? Is that some kind of Lokshin? Right, but is it, the word means, okay. Rabbi Natan said, okay, they're off. Korban Asan al Kuf. Loshen Poland, Lokshin. Very good. Lokshin. Lokshin. That's, you know, everyone knows what Lokshin is? A Lokshin Kugel. Right? These are Yiddish phrases. Called it probably a Polish word. Okay, Poland. Whatever it may be. Maybe Lokshin. Maybe Poland means Yiddish. I'm not sure it means Loshen Poland. I'm not sure if the Korban Asan spoke Polish. Whatever it may be. Rabbi Natan, Eim Avaruch and Olam Amotzi. Shema Teresa Denama. Now we come on both sides to the most important of all the Rishonim. It's hard to imagine. How can it be more important than Rabbeinu Ramban? Yes, you can be. If your name is Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon Agibor. Who is Rabbeinu Shimshon? The Rashmi Shantz. Also known as the Rashba. You look at the toast of Rashba Pesach. About him. Rabbeinu Shimshon Ben Avram from the Valley of Tosis. The Tamiri Tamiri Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Shimshon Zal Kosta the Maseches Chala. I asked you to see it for a good reason. Shalosh Isa Gemura Vedata Levasha B'mayim Olatakta B'shemen B'turim Ben Achala. Rabosai, he's saying this against whom? Against whom? Against Rabbi Natan. What's his raya? Ketan Mevorcha. Lechem Ha'osi L'kuta. You're not going to eat it bread, a straight bread. You're going to make it some kind of a dip. And it's going to be almost inedible, the bread. So he says that in certain cases, you'll be potter min achal. Says Rashi, ein ofen also betaner, al miyabshin also becham. Alma, av al gav de mishaz gilgul ka'osi chi abchala, keva she gilgula adata lafoso bechama mifter, shim de sofo levatlo mitoras lechem. Fairish. In this case, if I had to ask you a question right now, is the Rashi like Rabbeinu Tam or like the Ramban? What's the one word answer? Like the Ramban? Correct. 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 Skipping a little bit to the next page, page Yud Zayin in our print, a whole bunch of Rishalmas, are not going to read those right now. I, Kaysen Mavarachin, Shom, halfway down the lines. First column, page Yud Zayin. Ocha mincha mevorach olav motzi. Lav minchas magas amachesh azari. Timetugonos b'shemen u'betelos mitoras lechem. Elav minchas mafet taner v'sol azari. That's all. Change your mind. It's not talking about it. It's talking about only baked in an oven. Inami, a second teretz. B'chol ha-menachos. All menachos. Aye, how can it be? B'shumna ma'at. Bahavi kemo ofui. Now, both say, can anyone give me the recipe for minchas machvas umarchesh? Who knows the recipe? Look at minchas meiser kobonis. Anybody?
Put a lot of oil into
there. How much oil? As much oil as you put in, it's called what over here? What's it? What does he call it? Shumna ma'at. Obviously, if just put a little bit in, it shouldn't burn, that's ma'at. He got an impression much more than that. Marcheshes means, if I'm not mistaken, it's like rachash. It's moving around in the oil. A significant amount of oil. So how do you know what the shear is? Who can figure what the shear might be? You know how you can figure out the shear is? If you know Hitler's kutcher. Who's learning Zvachim now? Daf Yomi something. No, I can see the Menachos. Oh yes, that's coming up. And the Pesachim comes up a little bit. Right. So the question becomes, how much shemen and how much flour was in these minchas, machmas, and macheshes? I'll give you an assignment for tomorrow. Was it tomorrow? It's Thursday. She is at 11 o'clock. Just to let you know. And Sunday, she is at 11:30. I'll be I hope to be on time. I may be just a tiny bit later, which ends at 11. But I have I plan to be here on time. So, question of course becomes, how much? So I'll give you till tomorrow. Go over the recipe, and we'll figure out. According to the second teretz, if it's that, if the ratio is comparable to this ratio, that's called shemen ma'at, and it's considered to be in the category of an afir batala. Just about. Okay, so you figure out the ratio. Look at Rambam Hilchos Maaser Korbanos, I guess. Some people probably find it. But the ratio is given. How much oil and how much flour. Fine? The old rye. Now it gets a little bit sticky over here. Rashmi, another rye. I asked you to think about Rabbi Yossi and Yotzin the Rokakam Bevushel Afal Pishal Onimor. If you cook your matzah in water, you're not Yotzin. Why? Here's the reason why. Shabishul Mevatlo Mitoras Lechem. Rabosai. Rabbi Neshimshin is saying Bishul is Mevatel Mitoras Lechem. No, I ask you. If Bishul is Mevatel Mitoras Lechem, Bishul is going to create Shem Lechem? Certainly not. Alpha Gavra Meir pulling away, Kangra Yossi. Meir denies this fact that Bishul is Mevatel Mitoras Lechem. But we pass the Gavra Yossi against Meir. The Chavitz Kedair and Ketzim of Orchlam of the Beis. Bishalon is Bashal Iri. But if it's cooked, Rabosai, automatically it loses the chain lechem. Or the Tanya Hosam, Hakosis is Achita, Mavarach Labar Pradama, Tachona, Afo, Bishla, Bizan Shakus Kayamas, Bitchila, Mavarach Lamotzi, so Mavarach Laman Shalish Brochus, what's going on? Here Rabbi Meiri, the Savalo, Osi, Bishla, Mavata, Lafia, the Tanya Rabbi Meir. You know what's going on? We passed like Rav Yossi claims, what's used Rav Yossi? Bishul's Mevat Lafia, and certainly cannot create the Shem Lechem either. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon. So if your Blila Ova followed by a Bishul process, the Rashi is saying, that what? It's not considered to be Lechem. The Bishul Mevat Lafia. Or they would be Afia. What's Halacha? Rabbeinu said. Two giants are fighting! Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Shimshon, what do you do? You're a good Jew, what do you do? A good Ashkenazi Jew has two of these giants arguing about this fundamental. What do you do? Who was in this quandary? The Marami Rutberg. You know what to do? Rabbeinu Meir, Hayanoek, Shaloshin, Isa, Rebesak, the Levashla, Bemayim, or the Tangle, the Shema, Hayan Mitzabel, Lefos, Mimenu, Ma'at. Bake a little bit. By the kach the schayve or isa kula bechala kodesh shikach mimenu mat the chashin and shema timolech. Wow. The gam lo hoya ochel belo hamotzi achash and isbash lo shenitka. You know what the bracha was? Gam lo hoya mevarach ale hamotzi ela mevarach alechem acher v'yachakach achala. He chickened out and he had in the middle of a meal. This is the Marami Rutenberg, always trying to be yotzei all the sheets. That's a sheet. He's always trying to make everybody happy. Remember, they're more than this one. This is a classic of the Marami Rutenberg case. Make the Rabbeinu Shimshon happy, make the Rabbeinu Tan happy. Any questions before I go further? So we saw the answer. How to get out of the Gemara in Baruch, as he told you, two ways out. Either what? Either Maaseh Tanu, or Maaseh Tanu, or it's a small amount of oil. Doesn't count. Any questions so far? That was clear? Clear? I asked you to see a Meiri who also discusses these issues. And part of it, how do I get about the Meiri? The foot on the Rabbeinu David led me to the Meiri. He said, I'm reading through the Lashon. V'chein v'meiri kan shebeblila rakav ein shum afia mechayeves Afilo Afia Betana. The Meiri asked the question against himself from Truknin. Brochas Lamet Chesem Ral, which seems to be exactly that case. and you still and you chayev. What do you answer? Afal pisha b'lilos harako kemach harbe hoyosham varehu ke'ein lisha ayin b'dvarav. Rabosai, we should be ayin b'dvarav. Would not be appropriate. Footnote of Benedictus to look. Let's look. Those who want to look up later on your own. It's here in Pesachim and our daf, Rabosai. Okay. Umima. These are the paragraphs I asked you to see on the Maran Makomos. You didn't get there yet. You'll get there a little bit later. There we go. Whoa. Two different paragraph breakdowns than I'm used to. Oh boy. I can't give you the answer to where it is in this particular edition. This is a different paragraph than the one I had in the Ultima Mefarshim that I had before. So the Meiri says this Yisod, that Blila Raka followed by Afia is, in fact, Potter, as Rabbi Nadav said to Ferich. He's stuck with a Gemara. Listen carefully. Sarach ledaktik. Oh, umima. I found out umima. Those who have the old-fashioned Miri, it's on page Kuf Chof, column 2, line 10. You have the Otsar Mefarshim, the Otsar Yalkut, what do you call it? The Kovetz, whatever you call it. Starts a new paragraph. Umima shiskan about the lamim v'chol aminim. El shatot sarach ledaktik v'brachas, v'sugin brachas, v'bosa. Lamed zayim v'beis. Truknin. Chayeves bechala. The Gemara, the Ramban here, I assume the Ramban Machamas calls that Gemara. Upir sheba kuva diara. What's the Lomar? Shenefes bekarka. Harezu bulila raka. As it's called there in the Gemara, gubla bialmu. And afa piken chayeves bechala. Rebbeinu shalaylam. How can you tell me that bulila raka can never be lechem? It's against the Mefurish Gemara and Brachos Lamazayim at base. Guv Labialmo, he says, it sounds like it's Bli Larakov. Afal became it's Lecha for all purposes. Yotze Matzah, Yechayev and Chala, Yimei Kamotzi, at least in the case of Kova. Oh, says the Holy Meiri. You see, the Bli Larakov. Raka b'afia b'yavesh lechem gamru yerol in the tarza sha'af al pisha b'lilos raka. How do you know, Rabosai, that truknin is b'lila raka? It's assumed that way. Rashi said that way. Everyone assumes that way. But he adds something. Kemach harbe hoya shom v'harehu ke'ein lisha v'yesh shom kitzas gilgul. A third category, Rabbi Osai. Soft, very soft batter that we have. Right? You take by show of hands, who's ever baked the cake here? A chocolate cake, a sponge cake. We have guys are handy in the kitchen. That batter, it pours, right? Am I correct? You don't need it, just pours. Right? You mix it in, so I mix it in pours. Correct? Emes or not? Or sheker? Emes or not? Emes. Right? All the bakers in the room agree? That's mamash, it pours. On the other hand, you have challah. Anyone ever make challah in your life? Who made challah here? Only, okay. What kind of dough is it? Hard dough. Mamash doesn't move, right? Mamash, a hard dough. There's something in between. A soft dough. I use the word batter to use blila raka. It's in between. It's a soft dough. It's a dough, but it's not that hard. And he's going to explain it in detail. Ukshemenichin also bekarka mispashetes elach ve'elach. For both sides, if you take a challah, you know, the little shape of your challah, and you put it down on the ground, will it spread? Yes or no? Absolutely not. I've seen my wife makes challahs. It's nothing. It's just hard as a rock. Come on, it's a rock. But you put it down, it's not going to spread a kiyuzeh. This soft dough of the meiri, you put it down, it will spread. Notwithstanding the fact that there was a kneading process. In between the both sides, it's not batter, it's not a hard dough, so we call a soft dough. Vareshma meir aleh. What's alomar? Guvla. Kolomar gibul. What does gibul mean? Gibul means, and gibul ela bi'iru velisha v'gilgul ma'at. Avabli larak alagamre, like a sponge cake. Kemayim achurim, it's like thick water, cloudy water. Ein afia b'yavish mechayvaso. This is the opinion of the Ramban. What a major chiddush and breakthrough here in the Meiri. Wow. Major breakthrough, Abosai. There were three dinim. Three dinim. If it is, it's like the Ramban, at the Mishnah, is limited to Esau. But he's saying, Rabbi Osai, it can be different kinds of Esau. Different levels of Esau. If it's Maya Machurim, it just pours like a sponge cake, a chocolate cake batter, it much pours like water. So then what, Rabbi Osai, then what? Help me out. Then what? You never chayv and chal, no matter how much you bake, it's not considered to be lechem. Not considered to be lechem. So you wouldn't be chayav chal, Rabbi Osai. Halacha lemaisa, I'm telling you a secret. In your local bakery, do you think they take their mafresh challah from a sponge cake and chocolate cake? What do you think? Yes or no? Huh? Yes or no? What do you think?
Probably not.
Probably not. You're correct. You're correct. You know why? You know why? The Shulchan Aruch seems to say yachayav. The first Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it to you. I'll read it in mechap. You know mechap. It's all on the Ma'amah Karkas. This is in the Yoredeya. Shin Chav Tes. The Mechabah Silvi, I read it to you. Sit base. Yisa Shevlilos Arach of Afar B'Tanar or B'Machmas Ben Shirtiach V'Chakach Hidbik Ben Shirtiach V'Chakach Hirtiach Chayeves B'Chal. Black and white. Chayeves B'Chal. They don't do it in our bakeries. In your private house, no problem. You don't have enough shear. Who has 43 eggs in your sponge cake? Hey, man, you have to go on a diet after that. Right? Yeah. So it's unlikely. But in the bakery, it happens. It's against the mechaber pashtus. Against the mechaber. So there are two ways out of this, Rabbi Osai. One way is to say, no, the mechaber, we know passes like the Ramban. So presumably, it's like the Ramban here again, he used the word Isa Shabli Lo Saraka. I mean Isa. Like the Meiri. Maybe the Mechab like the Meiri. It's an Isa Shabli Lo Saraka. It's not sponge cake or chocolate cake. It means, see, I don't know enough about baking. I see two extremes in baking, even in pastry baking. You have a Danish, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the dough of the Danish is just as hard as the dough of bread. Who ever made a Danish here? Cookies. Chocolate chip cookies. Ever made chocolate chip cookies? Who's ever made cookies over here? So it's hard, no? It doesn't spread. Does it spread? When you put that thing down, does it spread or not? No. Huh? Okay, you guys are better bakers than I never baked in my life. Maybe they should keep it that way. But when I see my wife baking, she bakes cookies, she puts down, 20 cookies on one of those sheet pans, puts it down, it stays. It doesn't spread. So that's already called Blila Kosha. I'm trying to think about, so you are, since you're some of professional amateurish bakers in this room, could you think of a case of something which is not quite pours like water, Maya Machurim, like sponge cake or chocolate cake batter, which is pours, not quite like the bread, challah or chocolate chip cookie or Danish dough, something in between. Who knows about this? Yes?
I was going with what Ruby said before. I think, yeah. The cookie dough would be considered somewhat racha because dough is pushed down, So it'll go back to its original state, its original shape.
But that's not the criterion that the Meiri has. The criterion he has is, does it spread or does it not spread? Who has something that spreads but still requires some little bit of a gilgul? Yeah?
Yeah, I baked bread that was like that. It was very, very soft, but it needed gilgul on.
And it spread?
Yeah.
Mamash, Baruch Hashem!
What was that?
Here we have the Meiri sitting to my left. Here's the Meiri. The Meiri said I have a case where it's mispache, it's soft enough to spread somewhat, but it's not hard. I never saw anything in my life. And you made it to be bread?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I thought we never lived to see today.
Now
we have to. You gave me the oat flour?
Yeah.
I have oat flour now on my. It says they're gluten free oat flour. That's what it says anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It says something hill. I wonder if it's the same as a cream hill. I have to make a few calls to find out what's going on with that. Because now oat. We made step one. There's oat flour on my desk. It says gluten free. We still haven't gotten to the rice flour.
Sued somebody, huh? They'll get sued, so they probably are accurate when I say gluten free.
Okay, well, that's okay, very good. So that's, we're going to take that gluten free oat. We're going to make an experiment. Want to do it tomorrow? Monday? We should wait till Monday. We get some other stuff. All right, maybe make a fair point for next Monday. Give us some more time. If you get in hold of the. I'd rather still do it in the lab. Well, then we'll do it right over here. We get a proper kalim for it. Yeah?
Go to the other health food store on Shabbos.
Okay. Good.
It's really not such a kunst that you just put extra water in the dough. It's not.
You mean to make,
to make my bread?
Right, I understand, but I never saw. People don't do that. Mm-hmm. Why'd you do it?
Because it was 100% whole wheat, so it, in order to make it airier, so you make the dough thinner. Otherwise, it gets too dense if you make the dough by anything.
How much of Gadol them in? Wow, I'm impressed. Okay, so that's exactly what's happening over here. Esau Shabli Lo Saraka. I see what the Kala get a shear.
Yeah.
There you go. Mechatzim and Mechaber. Contrast this to sponge cake, chocolate cake, which just pours. That's not an Esau at all. That's one way to understand the Mechaber in Shin Chav Tes Siv Beis. Full disclosure, that's not how the Vilna Gaon understood it. The Vilna Gaon, so he has to see it, Sukkot Beis says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, v'chule. Omer Rabbeinu, calls Tosfos Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Bir Agra, the Mechabas pass Nagum, like Rabbeinu Tam. I have the following question. The very next Mechabas, Siv Gimel. Isa shabli losa ova v'gilgala al das levashla ol etagna ol asosa sufkinen ol asosa the option b'cham of osakein pitura. Who says this, Rav Osai? Who? Ramban. Astir minei obey from one line to the next. The holy mechaber according to the gra in Siv Beis pasuk Rabbeinu Tam. And the very next line of Gimel, passing like the Ramban, Rav Yosef Karo, make up your mind. So sure enough, Rabbeinu David says, I'll be in the footnote, I should say, Rabbeinu David. I'll read it to the expression, I want you to see, I don't know if you saw it yet. I'll read it to you. Okay. This is footnote 30. Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, Nechlechu B'Shtayim. Nechlu b'megal gal Yisrael das sufkinin im chayavis v'chala uvezeach v'yapos k'meshidas ramban u'di'imei that you're potter, Siv Gimel v'nechlu b'afia b'tanur him kovash shem lecha v'yisrael shemblilos haraka b'yoser uvezeach v'yamaron u'maram k'rabbeinu tam. He's not learning my chat Yisrael with the me, he has too fancy footwork. He says, no, even if it's pouring like water, he's still chayev. According to him, rabosai, sponge cake and chocolate cake are chayev and challah according to the mechaber. How come we don't do it? Most of us don't do it. The bakers generally don't do it. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Shechter Shalita told me that when he buys cake in the local bakery, it used to be called Baseball Grunenbaum, it's still here?
Yeah.
Okay. That he was Mafresh Chala himself. Because the Groyas Kehillah did not Mafresh Chala. Same as they don't have the Mafresh Chala anywhere, frankly. And he says, against the Mechaber. Reb Chaim Briska, who knew how to learn, told the bakers in Brisk, they're not mechir to Mavish Chal. Why? So it's again the Shulchan Aruch. I'm Reb Chaim Briska. But he said, why go against the Shulchan? I'll tell you why. Chalas chutz l'aretz derabbanan. He said, sure, the Mechaber says, Yechayah. The Mechaber is not going to take any chances and pass like the Rabbeinu Tam in this regard. But he's told my Chalas Eretz Yisrael, the Shava Daraisa, Ikur Daraisa. But in Brisk is chutz l'aretz, Rabbosai. Maybe a shrine, but it's still chutz l'aretz. And as a result of that, you can be made to the Machlok Mitzvah Gedol Yerushal. Yes, sir.
Is this something going to impact,
of course.
Meaning that because
of course
the same thing, I'm in chutz l'aretz, I make a mizonos, I'm in eretz yisrael, I make a hamotzi.
No, I didn't mean it in that fashion. I would say as follows: if the minig is to be mekel according to this understanding, soft. Again, he's assuming that very soft. So very soft, and then you baked it. So the mechaber is. Machmir, like the Rabbeinu Tam in that regard, we don't follow it because why? Because it's a suffix and we're making the chutzlar. So you want to know what should it then be? If a soft batter and you bake it, you make a mot of the bench. That's your question. Ramos is beferish, you bench. A mot of the bench. Beferish Ramos, and that's on the Ma'am HaKomis. Simen Kuf Samaches, Sif. Yud Dalit. Furusharamo. Why? Quote Reb Chaim. It's a suffix. Good question. So it could be suffix. The Raisa. We'll get to that when we discuss the Kuf Samaches, which will be shortly. Maybe it's the same with the Raisa. Maybe Kadei Sviya, not Kadei Sviya. These are all complex matters. Yes, sir.
So the Mechaber says that if you have soft matzah, soft dough, and you bake it.
No, that's my. I'm giving my fancy shot. I want to read the Meiri into the Mechaber. Could use the word Isa. But I have to be confessed, it's a bit of a stretch. The Mechaber didn't have the Meiri.
So why does the Mechaber. Why does he say differently if it's.
Why did it split the Pesach, I guess?
Yeah.
I'll give you my answer. I was going to save it to make a big deal out of it. I'll give my punch on the way right now. Right now. I get my punch right away. I really want to make a tremendous terminal about it, make a dramatic answer to it. I'll give it to you right now. The Mechaber passes neither like Rabbi Natan nor like the Ramban. Kuntun is the Paskin? Come on, raise your hand. Who? Exactly. The Rash. The Rash, if you look very carefully, starts over like Rabbi Natan, and then he changes, and he only argues on the half of the Rabbi Natan. He only argues on the half. The Rash started off by saying, the Rabbeinu Tam's shot, you look at it in the Sefer Chalav, and he said, you know what? If you have something which you started off as a hard dough, but from the very beginning you planned to cook it and you cooked it, then I, the Rash, say you're potter. But in the case of a soft batter, which is baked, there the Rash never said a word to argue the Rabbeinu Tam. No, not even a half a word. Said to Yosef Karo, I'm going to follow the Rash. The Rush holds like the Rash, and many others quote the Rash. I'm not going to follow the Ramban or the Rabbeinu Tam. They're both extremists, fundamentalists. What's the nature of the respect for fundamentalism? That's the way we explained it earlier. The Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam, said that Tzvei didn't, either Arisos Sechem or Lechem Oretz. And the way we understood the Ramban for Kert, has the Arisos Sechem plus Lechem Oretz. They need both. How would you characterize Rabbeinu Shimshon according to this new understanding? That's Chazal what he says. He says like this: if it's a soft batter, he has nothing to say from the three levels. The soft batter. Followed by baking your chayim and chal. If it's a hard dough, followed by cooking, your potter michal. What do you think his lumdus is? In my view, his lumdus is depends on one thing and one thing only. What is that? Lechem. Lechem. Cholcha mi lechem arts. Lechem means baked. Either it's literally baked, irrespective of what it looked like when it was being prepared, whether it was hard or soft. You bake it, it's called lechem. If, however, you had a hard dough and you cooked it, and that was your intention from the beginning, then it's not called lechem. Here's the twist. If you did an ariso seichem with the intention to make it lechem, I repeat, you did an ariso seichem with the intention to make it lechem, then what? Now I want you to finish the sentence. If you did an ariso seichem with the intention to make a lechem b'chayv and challah, why? Give me a one sentence. I repeat, this is the trickiest sentence. If you did an ariso seichem, a hard dough, with the intention to make it in the oven, to bake it, and you change your mind and you cooked it, see a chayv and challah. Why? It's called lechem. Wow. Who said so? The Korban Nisanel on the Mount Makom, it's right over here. The Korban Nisanel, look it up. Os Shin. Right? We read this the Rosh before. The Rosh said, Hach betchilosos yisra v'sof v'sukkanin chayev espechala hayna ben nimlach. You originally wanted to bake it, and you change your mind and you cook it. Says the Holy Korban Nisanel, chayeves shebetchila osa yisra al das lafos v'yachakach nimlach lasos sukkanin, to cook it, v'lo yotza mizeh betoras lechem kideperishis v'afilu hamotzi mevarech aleo. Where's Kedipirishis? Sure, Kedipirishis was Os Tzadi, but Os Tzadi don't call the Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam originally thought it was Ariso Seichem, and he concluded it's Lechem. I read that to you from the Tosin Brochot. He first thought this, then he thought that. The whole discussion. He's saying according to Rabbein Shimshon, Rabbein Shimshon would agree it's considered to be Lechem. You make a motzi lechem in the arts in a case in which you had in mind from the beginning to bake it, the hard dough, and you change your mind and you cooked it, you still make hamotzi lechem in arts. So according to this formulation of Bosai, what's pshat in the Rash? It's a function of lechem, but if you had in mind to bake it when you needed the hard dough, the shame lechem is chal early decision. Early decision. Right? It's already what's considered to be lechem. And even though you change your mind, you cannot uproot the shem lechem from this object. So you make a motzi lechem in arutz, even though it's cooked. Pilei ployim. If you ask me, I would have given you a different shot. And the Shulchan Aruch argues on this Korban Asana. Shulchan Aruch says, at the end of the day, if you cook it in water, you chayv and chal, all right, but you do not make a motzi. It's not lechem. So then why in the world do you chayav and challah? Here's the answer. The shame lechem for challah is intertwined with ariso seichem. If you did an ariso seichem with the intention to make it lechem, for purposes of challah, the chiyav already exists. Ariso seichem / lechem. Ariso seichem with the intention to make it into lechem. That's enough to be mechayav you. But if you intended to cook it, so then you're potter. Why? Because it's not called lechem at the end. If it was a soft batter and it was baked, you're chayiv, because it is lechem at the end. He doesn't require ariso seichem as such. Only thing is, if it's an ariso seichem with the intention to make it lechem, that has a magic formula to be mechayiv you in challah. And the way I understand it, it's not lechem. Whether the Korban Nisanel understood it, it is lechem. An arisa, a manas to make lechem, makes it lechem. According to the way I said it, an arisa, a manas to make lechem, is takana lechem at the end, if you change your mind, or you chayim chal anyway. That's two ways to understand the Rabbeinu Shimshon. And Maran Bet Yosef, the Mechaber, follows the centrist position of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. not the extreme of the Rabbeinu Tam, nor the extreme of the Rambam. That's the, I think that's the correct answer. I really think it's correct. I can't prove it to you, but I think it's correct. I think. I can't be 100% sure. I think it's correct. Follow me? Here's what I think. Okay. We have to go a little bit further. I know we only have another 3 minutes. A little bit further in this analysis. Let's chaz again what we said so far. The lumbus. Kuandra ben etam, ariso sechem, all lechem. Kuandra Ramban, ariso sechem, ed lechem. According to the Rabbeinu Shimshon, lechem. Lechem. So soft batter and baking yechayev. Hard batter, hard dough, and cooking your potter. Only one little tray. Hard baking on the with the intention to bake and you change your mind. So then yechayev and challah. Some say because the shame lechem took effect already. Because although it's really it's a lechem din, but I mean so sechem to make lechem is called lechem, and you can't knock it out. Or we can say a little bit differently. No, it's a special din by challah. It's that we so sechem and lechem. It's considered lechem with respect to challah from the moment of the ariso sechem. But at the end of the day, it's taka not lechem. You would not make a motzi. It's the mechaber says, contrary to the korban asah. Everyone with me so far? Good. So we're almost done with today's shiur. Now we're down to a minute and a half. Let's just see a little more. One more thing. It seems to me that the discussion of the small amount of shemen, Rabbi Osai, depends on how you understood the Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes. Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, and Tosus says, let's see in the rush, we're right here in the rush already. They quote the Yerushalmi, they have this dispute over here, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and then it says over there, Uvavale de Mashkin, which means what? If you have Mashkin, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish. What does it mean, Mashkin? So Tosus understands it to mean the very Mashkin we've been speaking about until now. Mashkin in a pan. Mashkin in a pan. Okay. But the Meiri earlier disagrees. The Meiri, Rabbi Osai, has a Dibra Maskel Ubi Kol Makom, which is again, it's not a new paragraph in this particular edition, says Derech Mashkin means cooking. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree with you, Mashkin. He doesn't mean I agree with you with Mashkin listening with the day within frying. No, all he's saying is, I agree by cooking. No, Mazel Tov agrees by cooking. That should be pretty obvious. But that's how we learn Shtrat and Yerushalmi. And therefore, the Meiri has a different way to understand this din. One more time. So therefore, according to Tosis, Minchas Marcheshes and Machvas is like Bishul, because Rav Yochanan is Mode. According to Miri, no. Rav Yochanan is Mode and Bishul proper. But a small amount of oil, tomorrow you'll tell me if you look up in the Maaseh Korbanos, what the ratio might be, that's considered to be the equivalent of baking, the same as Mafei Tana. We're out of time. Tomorrow, both at 11 o'clock, we'll continue with these important things. Okay.